Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So Lana's looking at me. I believe that's Back to the Future. Today is Back to the Future Day.
Okay.
Why is today Back to the Future Day?
Was the movie released on this day?
No.
The DeLorean.
Is this the date that they set? Oh, okay, so this is the date that they put into the DeLorean. Well, happy Back to the Future Day. And happy birthday, Joey Harrington.
That's what I had to deal with.
Your mic's not on.
Give me two if I had to deal with Joey Harrington again.
It's also Doja Cat's birthday.
Yep.
He or she is 29.
It's a bunch of like influencers' birthday. I heard it on some radio station
really?
This morning. Like Kim Kardashian's today. Doja
it is
Cat,
her birthday. She's 44. Here. And Ricky Rubio.
Ricky Rubio.
34 years old. Yeah, Governor Rubio, yeah. 34.
What's his first name?
Ricky Rubio. Marco Rubio, the governor. Secretary of State. And he was a senator. He was never the governor.
Never the governor. Yeah.
Big into politics.
Yeah, I see.
Keep up.
We've got heat tickets every hour. Just looking at my script. I was a little late today because of Raising Cane's. Usually I spend about an hour going over the script so that nothing goes wrong during the show.
You like that paper.
Oh, do you know, on my Instagram, Solana caught it on video, I juggled at Raising Cane's, and I happen to be very good at it.
You can juggle?
I can juggle.
Solana. Like, legit juggle or throw it as high as you can just to switch hands?
Nothing makes me happier than to bleep all over something Hawk claims he's good at. Because he does it to me all the time, but Crowder, I got to be honest, Hawk can juggle.
I can really juggle. Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. Look at this. Look at that. I am juggling there.
Juggle.
I am showing out. It was Raising Cane's. It was food and a show this afternoon.
Look at that. You should ride a unicycle, man.
How about
you make
that?
Some money.
How about that, huh?
Look, that's impressive.
How about that?
Solana, what do you do good?
I ball.
Do you know that, I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this. I hope he's not listening. Paul, our sales manager, he was out there. And as I was juggling, he told me that when he was in college to pay the bills, he was a party clown. He would show up at kids' birthday parties. Huh. He had to juggle. He's like, I know how to juggle as well. He's like, I had to put on the face paint.
No.
And he did birthday parties for children. And he's like, I made $100 a party. He's like, this was the greatest. He's like, I'm in college making $100 to go to a birthday party dressed as a clown.
That ain't bad.
Well, it was 100%. That was my trajectory. There was I absolutely the fact that I've never been a party clown is really a shocking turn.
Yes. Well, I saw you as a leprechaun once.
That is true. You know what? I was a radio party clown. You're 100% right. I was a party clown. It was just under the guise of radio.
That leprechaun picture's funny.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Hall of Fame members Rush just announced their 50-something tour, and we've got a chance for you and a guest to win a flyaway to see them at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Prize includes tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and two-night hotel stay. If you want to enter, go to WQAM.com and click on contests.
Why don't people hire clowns anymore?
I remember when I was a kid in the 70s. Do you know what a big deal was? It was somebody's birthday. I remember someone showing up for my dad at the house. A balloon with a singing telegram, you know, like a singing happy birthday message. Not a balloon, but like a balloon, like a billion balloons. Yeah. And they would show up with Lyle Hockman. Yeah. Happy birthday. Like that was such a big deal to send someone balloons and a singing birthday message.
Like real people?
Real person.
Oh, that's cool.
Just drive from house to house, I guess, and do birthday messages.
I have young kids. I don't think a clown would make the party any better.
Well, I always maintain, remember, we used to give away tickets, I don't know if we still do, to the circus. And the circus was such a big deal. Yeah. Circus was like, oh, my God, the circus is coming to town, the trapeze artists, and they're going to ride the motorcycle in the ball that's spinning around or whatever. And then the circus came. I think it was the AAA back then. And I took DJ, he was a kid, and it was boring as hell. Mm-hmm. Because everything you see now on social media is 1,000 times more interesting. And now with AI, you don't even know what. Like, I watched a guy in an outhouse get attacked by a bear the other day. There's no chance this wasn't AI. It's first of all, why would you have a camera set up in the outhouse? Yes. Have video of you taking a dump. But it's like, it looks so real. But yeah, you go to the circus and you're like, huh. Well, what happens in that ball now? Are they gonna they light themselves on fire? Like what's happening? They're just gonna ride in a circle?
I think it's been taking like the next level of entertainment.
But clowns were like a big deal. That was like wildly funny. It's not funny anymore.
The circus doesn't even come anymore.
I don't know if it exists anymore.
Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Brothers, Bailey
That's
Brothers.
That's right, the Barnum Brothers.
It still exists,
you sure?
It still exists, but no animals.
Well, that's true. They did get rid of animals.
Yeah, because my dad.
You sure it still exists?
Man, I'll look it up, but I'm pretty damn sure.
My dad would take me to that every year because he loved the circus. Awful. Just boring. The animals are depressed. The only thing that was fascinating every single time, no matter how many times you do it, the clowns, the 30, 40, 50, 60 clowns coming out of that one tiny little clown car. How do they all fit in there?
Well, I feel terrible now because it's coming to the Kaseya Center, and it's worth seeing. Now, 100% we're going to have tickets to give away, and I feel terrible. In fact, you can become a Ringling Insider at ringling.com, and you can get early access to the circus tickets, sneak peeks, and special offers. The more I think, what was I talking? I meant the swap shop circus.
That's right.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about Ringling Brothers. That thing is fire.
I enjoy the, what's it, Santa's Enchanted Forest?
Yeah.
I enjoy it. My kids don't.
Well, I don't think that exists anymore.
They have something still at Tropical Park, pretty much similar, but it's not Santa's Enchanted
right,
Forest.
Right, like he stopped doing that guy.
Santa's Enchanted Forest moved somewhere in Hialeah, I think, for a year, and then now I just think it's done.
When it was inside some big highway, I remember, because you hear the cars the whole time. It was fun to me.
The first time I ever hooked up with a girl, Santa's Enchanted Forest on the Ferris wheel.
Oh, that's a good spot right there. That's a good spot.
Was it a part of the freak show, though?
Yeah, it was a carny.
They smelled like cabbage. What movie was that on? Austin Powers.
Solano was doing it for a free candy apple. Mildred, look at you.
You're going to get on the Ferris wheel.
Young buck over there.
Whatever you want, baby.
All right, let's do headlines with Solana. Omar Kelly is going to join us this hour. We can talk some Dolphins with him. Let's do headlines with Solana. Brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Hey, man, the Panthers play a big one tonight. They get the Boston Bruins up in Beantown. Brad Marchand returns to Boston.
Yeah, that's a good one tonight. I'm looking forward to that one.
7:30 is your puck drop.
All right.
Listen to Doug Plagans on the action tonight.
Okay, right here, this very radio station.
Mm-hmm. We got NBA action tonight. Houston is in Oklahoma City. You got the Thunder raising the banner tonight after winning the title last season. That's going to be at 7:30 p.m., and then the Lakers will host the Golden State Warriors. That game will be at 10 o'clock tonight.
So what's the scoop of the NBA on NBC? What time will they play the John Tesh theme song?
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay. Because that's I want to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
MJ has his first in-game thing.
Oh,
like
I
his first
see
pregame. I think it's like winning the championship heart or something. Like it's a series. Did you see what it's like?
I saw an
interview series or something with him.
I want to see if he cranks up emotionally because he's emotionless.
Now, isn't there a Inside the NBA on ESPN tonight?
Is it on tonight or is it when ESPN has their first slate of games?
I honestly have no idea.
I don't know if it's on tonight.
I am rattled by what happened with the Ringling Brothers Circus. Which
just
coming to the Kaseya Center, and I'm telling you, get tickets the moment that they go on sale because you will never see anything as entertaining as the circus.
Before and after big games, I was reading, Barry Jackson had a very detailed explanation of all the changes happening around the NBA in terms of TV. Ernie, Chuck, Kenny, and Shaq are all going to keep doing Inside the NBA, but it's going to air on ESPN before and after big games instead of TNT, with the Quartet hosting the show from Turner's Atlanta Studios. But it would be a bit weird for them to do a show tonight.
Right, so it looks like tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow night, ESPN, ESPN2, you will get Inside the NBA. You will get it tomorrow and Thursday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
That makes sense. My guess is tomorrow, I know the Knicks are playing the Cavs. That's probably on ESPN. It is. So they'll lead up to that tomorrow. Okay. And I guess they're still doing their halftime show and then postgame
show.
Yeah,
I don't know about halftime, but certainly postgame. But I guess halftime as well. I don't know.
Medieval times is still fun.
Yeah, not as much fun as the circus, but it's fun, no doubt.
We took Mike in Orlando.
I've actually never been.
Medieval Times?
Yeah, I've never been.
It was one of those, like, you get a free Medieval Times ticket if you stayed at this certain hotel.
Yeah, a chicken leg.
And the turkey leg.
Yeah.
That, like, real Medieval Times, like on the movies. And the kids enjoyed it because it's always action.
What are you doing staying at a hotel that's giving away free tickets to something? Why can't you just stay at a nice hotel? Stay at the Swan.
Because I have a price barrier that I don't go over. And we had six kids with us. It was Ava's birthday. She brought her friends. I have three kids. She had three kids. Yeah, I'm not getting them.
I got to tell you, though, if I'm a kid and some NFL player is taking me and his daughter and whatever to Orlando for like a Disney World birthday, I'm like, and they end up at Medieval Times and I'm shoveling potatoes and peas into my throat, I go, what kind of NFL guy is this?
You're going to need to be mad because this is a true story of this same trip. And it is an ex-Dolphins player's daughter that was with us.
Man, that's
terrible. We had the little kitchen in our suite because we had a suite with the rooms connected.
Residence in Embassy Suites.
We had a suite with the rooms connected. I forget. It wasn't a Marriott. It wasn't a Four Seasons. I'll give you that. So the first day, we drive up like Friday night after they had Monday off. We had a long weekend, drive up Friday night. Saturday morning, we get up, and now we're going to go hit the first park. I went to the grocery store once we got there and got food to cook. So when we get up in our room, I go and make eggs. I throw some little sausages
and
make some toast. They had the little kitchenette.
But still.
The little girls wake up, and I'm like, breakfast is ready. Come in. The little high-class girl, she's talking about, I want Dunkin' Donuts. I said, you have egg, sausage, and toast.
Yeah, I'd have called my parents and the police within 30 seconds.
Orange juice. I had a whole breakfast ready for them.
You're cooking breakfast in the hotel. You're in Orlando. There's a million restaurants. You're on vacation. It's a birthday celebration. And you're cooking eggs that you bought at the Winn-Dixie?
Six kids, two adults. Eight people. I'm about to feed eight people. That's going to be a $300 breakfast. That's going to be a $300 breakfast.
Crazy.
Yeah.
She was hungry.
That little girl was hungry that day.
Dunkin' Donuts, you get two dozen donuts.
$14.
Yeah.
I wanted some protein in them. I want some nutrition in these babies. See, y'all be making these babies weak body.
That I can't argue.
Do you imagine what that room smelled like, Hawk? This guy cooked 82 eggs in that room.
You know what would be funny? If I lost a 25-year radio career because I made fun of the circus.
You worried about it?
It was just funny that I was going off on the circus. I'm like, it doesn't even exist anymore or whatever. They're like, I know they're a big advertiser.
Coming next month to the Kaseya Center. Yeah.
Yeah, Swan and Dolphin are Bonvoy resorts. You know that?
Swan and Dolphin?
Yeah. Up at Disney? Man, you're not in the neighborhood. You are not.
Man, we got a 25-minute ride to get to the parks. We way off the track.
That's you don't crazy.
Hell no. Huck.
In Kissimmee?
Huck, you're talking about them hotels that the train comes past?
Well, not the Swan and the Dolphin. But,
okay, no.
But those are on property. Those are like the high-end on-property hotels.
We're not on property.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, we way off property.
That's crazy.
We can rent kayaks where I'm at. I rented the kayaks for the kids.
Crowder's taking his family to Orlando. They're like, oh, we're going to go to Disney. We're going to go to Universal. Nah, we're going to
Medieval Times.
Medieval Times, Gatorland.
Right, and this roller coaster that's killed six people over the last 7 years that keeps getting shut down. It's in a parking lot, Best Buy.
When we hit that putt-putt at 9 a.m., them kids are so mad. Thought we were going to Animal Kingdom.
Wow.
So you want a green ball or pink ball? And the only colors left.
I've never been to Kennedy Space Center. I'd like to go there.
That's a great place, by the way.
Jimmy, out of nowhere. Where were you when I was talking about the circus, jackass?
We have 1,000 bounce houses in South Florida. We drive 3.5 hours.
You go to a bounce house?
I take them to a bounce house.
You're the worst.
It's $20 a kid.
John Tesh performed Round Ball Rock earlier this morning on the Today Show on NBC. Cool.
But when I want to see the beginning of the NBA on NBC, like the beginning of
when
it.
When would so they play it? When would they play it before? Before the pregame show or before that first commercial break right before the action starts?
I think as the pregame show starts is when they'll play it. I'm not certain, but pregame is when? 6:30? 7:30?
Game's at 7:30, so probably 7.
I think it's 6:30. On NBC, I think I read that.
That's
somewhere.
A weird time to start a pregame show, 6:30.
And is that Charles and Shaq and them still?
No,
we covered that about 10 minutes ago.
Where have you been?
Huh? I was trying to get Aronde Gaston II off waivers, to be honest. McBride is on a bye this week.
I cut him last week. I dropped him.
OG the second.
I dropped him from my roster last week. I did.
Oh, I'm trying to get him now.
Yeah, not good.
Pregame's at 6:30, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I thought. 6:30 NBC. I think that's when you can hear Round Ball Rock.
Who's doing, do we know who's doing the broadcast tonight?
On NBC?
Yeah.
They hired like a million people.
Well, tonight, 7:30, the NBA begins.
All right.
And you'll be able to hear Round Ball Rock at some point if you're watching the broadcast.
All right. Anything else?
FIU, they play tonight. They're debuting their new vice jerseys. They've got Kennesaw State. They're 4-2. Mm. Another conference game for FIU. That is tonight at 7 p.m. at Pitbull Stadium.
I'm going to bet against FIU again. No chance that they beat me 2 weeks in a row.
Should have learned your lesson last week, Hawk.
There's no chance that they beat me 2 weeks in a row.
Okay. Told you, Willie Simmons era. Different program around here.
FIU is a 2.5-point home dog to Kennesaw State.
They're going to take the Owls?
I am going to put $1 trillion on Kennesaw State.
To cover, 2.5.
2.5.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you see these unis?
No.
Mm. Best uniforms in sports.
Anything else?
The Heat play tomorrow. Inter-Miami plays on Friday. Playoff game against Nashville. Same day as the World Series. That's when it begins. Game one between the Blue Jays and Los Dodgers.
All right.
Right now in South Florida, as we get to weather, partly cloudy tonight. The lows are going to drop into the mid to low 70s. That is brought to you by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com.
All right. Jimmy says NBA on NBC, Mike Tirico, play-by-play analyst Reggie Miller and Jamal Crawford. But then you also said other key personnel include Noah Eagle, play-by-play. So who's doing play-by-play?
Well, I'm guessing Noah Eagle's probably doing the second game.
Oh, right. There's two games tonight.
Yeah.
Grant Hill, analyst. Maria Taylor, studio host. Carmelo Anthony, Vince Carter, studio analyst. Like, they hired a zillion people.
Kyle Lowry, Dwayne Wade.
And MJ.
I can't wait to see MJ.
I can't wait.
I'm looking for the train to fall off.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's going to be interesting. And I love him, but
yes,
he doesn't do much interesting stuff.
He's just almost emotionless after he retired. Yeah.
Does he have to do anything?
I could stare at him for 10 minutes. They could have a camera on him. He could sit in a recliner, and I would watch that for 10 minutes.
Didn't Dwayne Wade get hired by Amazon, not NBC?
Correct. Jimmy, you come in here. Solana, you go over there.
He's had an answer for everything that I didn't this segment.
He knows everything that's going on, except that the damn circus was coming to the Kaseya Center. Omar Kelly is going to join us in the next segment. Should we give away another pair of Heat tickets here?
Sure, you're both looking at me. Yeah, I'm down.
All right, let's do another pair. We have a pair of Heat tickets every hour today. Started with Joe Rose in the morning. What caller number do you want to take?
23.
What caller? Oh, 23.
Just talked about it.
That's a great idea. Yes. All right, caller 23 gets a pair of tickets. Heat and Knicks Sunday at the Kaseya Center, home of the Ringling Brothers Circus, coming in 2026. Caller 23, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller 23 gets Heat tickets, and we will have one final pair in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Omar Kelly's going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy. I've had this for years. Of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Omar Kelly writes for the Miami Herald, and he's probably going through it the way all Dolphins fans are. And he, I don't know if you experience, I'm sure you experience this. I've noticed, because I was a big Tua stan, and I was a big stan going into the season for Chris Greer remaining and Mike McDaniel remaining and Tua remaining. I call them the big three. I have people coming up to me. We were at Raising Cane's doing an appearance on social media, and they're blaming me. They're like, this is because you in the media have coddled. And I'm like, I thought they were going to be good. Like, but I don't make those decisions. It's not my fault. I said, it's as much my fault that the Dolphins are bad as it is my fault that the Panthers have won two Stanley Cups in a row. Like, I'm just telling you what I think. I'm wrong sometimes. I'm right sometimes. Do people get angry at you?
People are angry at me every day. Imagine, but that's another topic. Imagine being behind the Tank for Tua campaign for an entire year back in 2019. And I'm not pulling the plug on Tua because I still believe he's a solid NFL quarterback. I know what his limitations are. I know he doesn't have that dog in him. I know he's not a killer. He's one of the more accurate quarterbacks in the NFL. But the reality is, when you don't put a solid, decent, respectable team around him, he's going to be exposed. And that offensive line exposes him. Right now, the weaponry exposes him. You know, the defense, it's just not a good team around him in general. But he's also part of the problem. You cannot have multiple games where you commit three turnovers.
And no, it's funny you brought up his ability, because I'm watching football last night. They run no speed outs. When the guy runs up, he gets the corner just to turn his hip a little bit, and then they shoot to the sideline, you get a quick 7 yards. They never throw those. They don't throw those. And then this offense is now stymied. Is McDaniel not caught? Like, his offense been figured out, or is he adjusting to Tua's? Like you say, Tua does have limitations. He can't throw the ball that damn far. Is he calling plays that Tua is capable of completing, or is Tua just not that good where he can't open up the playbook? Because this offense looks terrible.
It does look terrible. Teams are in the paint. Tua cannot throw a 15-yard out. I don't know if he could throw a 10-yard out. It doesn't matter. Everybody's playing them. You know, what Tua throws is a beautiful slant, beautifully timed slant, but everybody's in his lanes now at this point. And then you look at some of the interception plays or some of the bad, horrendous plays, and you'll see the ball is snapped and there's a defensive lineman in his face, on the interception by the goal line. I mean, goodness gracious. Like, I don't even know if he had a second to think or react to the guy coming in trying to get a safety. He just had to throw the ball to spots, and Tua acknowledges that. He throws the ball to spots. He is a spot thrower. But, you know, if a defender's standing in that spot, you in trouble.
Abort. Abort.
Abort mission. Abort mission.
Well, on that play, abort is a safety. You know, abort is a safety. A throwaway is a throwaway in the pocket was a safety. I don't know.
To that point, now back to McDaniels, because what they do, I said it after the game, watching that game on Monday when we were on the show. The line physically can't block people. We just see Savignaya get thrown out the way. He got ran over. Well, Hawk, what'd you say, like a 3-year-old?
It was bad. That one I saw on social media was bad.
But on that play, you're talking about, Omar, they couldn't figure out who was blitzing and who wasn't. And then when it was declared, they didn't know how to pass off the blitz. So they don't know who to block. And if they do know who to block, they can't block them. But not knowing who to block is on the coaching staff. Y'all didn't see that damn blitz? There's no blitz in football that's never been ran before.
Woo! Here's the thing, and not only is that's been an issue all season. So we had three snaps with James Daniel and Austin Jackson for one game, and since then it's been pretty much downhill. Mike McDaniel says that he's threatening, finally 4 years, he's threatening change. He's going to make some changes based on performance. Okay, you haven't demoted a guy. You've demoted a couple guys, but come on, let's be real about it. That's just not, nobody gets cut around here, Crowder. You remember I think it was like 2019 where Eric Walden was on the team. And if you made a mistake that week, you was fired. If you made a mistake, you were fired. And that was, people walked on eggshells around that building on the Parcells in 2019 because that was the culture. Nobody get fired around here.
Along that line of thought, you know what else I've noticed? It used to be like every week under different administrations, people would be in for tryouts.
Yeah.
And it was that was kind of a warning sign to whatever position they were bringing in for tryouts. You'd go, oh, so-and-so is in, auditioning and for safety or whatever. You don't see that at all with McDaniel.
The practice squad people that's been here day one, they finished the season on the practice squad. It's there are a few exceptions to that. I remember there was a center who was here. I can't remember the guy's name. Center was on the practice squad. Both the starting centers got hurt, and they were like, we can't play this guy. We got to go sign two guys off the street. And I'm like, what is the guy who's been on the practice squad here for? Like, and they had to cut the guy. I'm like, this is just unreal roster mismanagement. I mean, if you had to this, I can't even give you a bigger example of roster mismanagement in the NFL than what's happened here the last couple of years. Oof.
Going back to Tua though, Omar, because I think we're all in agreement. Ancillary factors are contributing to him not performing well, but. Yeah. At the same time, I am looking at a guy, you mentioned it, limited physically right now, can't make the throws.
Always been limited physically, always.
But I'm saying he more so now to a point where he can't make the throws that were his bread and butter throws. And mentally, I think this past week was a big eye-opener to a lot of us. I feel like that contributed to how he played, just the circus of people coming after him for his comments. And look, the reality is there's no saving grace. There's no savior coming here. The offensive line isn't finding, a Tron Armstead. And Cheetah's not coming back to save him either. Is Tua mentally, in your opinion, is he mentally capable of overcoming these types of games, these types of performances?
Absolutely. His first two games without Tyreek were both 100-rated games. You got Waddle going. You had a run game. The thing about Tua is he's a play-action quarterback. You don't have the run threat of the run game, you're in trouble. So when teams build up big leads and it becomes a Tua pass situation, they're just going to crowd the paint and give Tua all the outside and cover deep to prevent the deep pass and just wait for him to make a mistake. And I was surprised, and maybe the elements played a factor in it. I mean, how many screens they threw. Like, goodness gracious. Like, is that the only thing these receivers know how to run? But let's keep in mind also, he lost Darren Waller in that game. He lost Malik Washington in that game. Those were two of the five weapons that they have on that team. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine has caught all of one pass in 3 weeks, playing substantial minutes. He's giving you absolutely nothing. That's another bad decision by management to sign him as a free agent. You just lost Malik Washington. So who do you go to now? Cedric Wilson? Like, Cedric Wilson was Cedric Wilson 3 years ago, and you had to bring him back because he knows the offense.
And he's not even ready to play because he just had surgery.
Got to bring your guy Eazy-E back.
Estridge, I that would be the one main criticism that I've had. Yes, he fumbled the ball, and yes, he had a bad penalty. But D. Estridge was one of your top receivers in training camp. He showed you that he could play. He showed you got a little bit of dog mentality to him. Why have you not invested in him as a playmaker, caught the 50-yard pass? But I don't want to sit here and second-guess all of these decisions. But when you are losing in the fashion that you are losing, playing the way you're playing – you can second guess everything.
And, oh, if you talk to anybody on the offense, tell them when you fake the ball to a guy and then throw him a screen, it doesn't work because now your attention's, you're staring. I'm an ex-linebacker, bro. Like, fake it to him, then screen it to him. I'm staring at him now. I thought he had the ball. You wait a second and then give him the ball. Like, oh, just that second didn't trick me at all. So if you have anybody in the building, tell them just throw that play out the playbook. How did you take the situation that Tua's playing terrible, we knew, multiple interceptions, and they skip Zach Wilson and then go to Hewitt? What happened there?
Smartest move the organization's made all season. There is no reason to invest in Zach Wilson.
You invested $6 million in him.
It actually makes it the dumbest move that the organization made because they said, here's the guy we've chosen. We're going to give him $6 million. And 7 weeks later, they go, and we haven't even seen him in a game.
We've seen him in practice. I mean, he was Zach Wilson. When you signed him, he was Zach Wilson. Like, Quinn Ewers, that's the thing. Quinn Ewers and Zach Wilson, they were like this in training camp. And I would honestly tell you that Quinn Ewers was better. When you gave Zach Wilson the number two job, it was really because of money and politics. Crowder, you know what that's like in a locker room. It just sends the wrong message. You got so many things that sends the wrong message to this team. I mean, the players are looking at Jonas Savannah. They're like looking at him with the side eye all week. And you still running them out there to play him. They know what, you know, teams are game plan. The one thing about Kenneth Grant, they limited what he was doing and he started to play better, starting to build a little bit of confidence. You could do that on defense. A bad offensive lineman that you put out there for 55 snaps, they coming at him every single snap. And they're not going to let up. And it's just killed this guy's confidence. At this point, either put him at right guard and try that out, or you got to bench him.
Man, what a disaster. Because as I said to Solana and Crowder, like, as some people thought this was going to be a bad season, I happened to think it was going to be a good season. Some people thought it was going to be a bad season. There's no one who thought it was going to be this. And I don't know how could Mike McDaniel get everyone back on the same page. My point to Crowder and Solana yesterday was he told you after the Chargers game, when I say he told you, the players, hey, put it out of your head. We get to Cleveland. We're going to do our thing. And they listened to him and nothing changed. It actually got worse. So why would they listen to him now? Why wouldn't they just tune him out?
I couldn't sense it. I can usually sense when a team has quit on a coach. I couldn't sense it after that game, but I'll let you know this week. You'll know based on how they play against Atlanta.
I mean, didn't we find out Sunday?
They didn't.
In Cleveland?
They really, bro. I don't.
That was just error after error after error, and the pressure. The one thing that we know about this team is consistently they buckle the pressure. They just absolutely buckle the pressure. And once they're starting to feel a little pressure, oh, forget about it. And so when Cleveland started to press them and then started to get the lead and then started to gain confidence, oh, it was over. Then, you know, when Tua starts throwing interceptions, you know the floodgates going to open up and it's just going to continue to come, unfortunately. But that's how you are as a team. You cannot put this team in a situation where they have to exclusively pass. You can't. And you cannot put this the defense in a situation where a team like Cleveland didn't try to do nothing but two tight end sets. Like, they were just like, we just going to keep running at you. Charlotte did it too. We just going to keep running at you. You can't stop it. We're eventually going to pop it. We're going to keep doing it. I mean, nobody – Crowder, how good is a team that is bad – on the trenches in both sides of the ball?
Terrible. You can't win anything. Just think about this. It's 5 people of 11. 5 of your 11 can't win their battles. What are you going to do offensively or defensively if your whole box is terrible?
It's sad. It's disappointing. But you went into this offseason and you said, oh, we're going to do this in through the draft. And all your draft picks struggling. Your free agents struggling. Like, I don't think it's any clearer what the problem is.
Guys, like, wanna, it can't be any clearer.
You want to guess what the over-under is? Oh, there's no Bijan Robinson prop up yet. I want to see what his over-under is for rushing yards, because I'm guessing 400.
There's not enough numbers on the app.
That's why they don't have the number up yet. They actually have to reprogram the app. They don't have numbers big enough for a rushing prop to see Bijan Robinson. Omar Kelly, read his work in the Miami Herald. Follow him on Twitter as well. Thank you, Omar.
I guess.
There you go. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up, and your final chance to win a pair of Heat tickets, QC Kinetics. Man, you have a memory problem. How can you complain? How can you complain about the Dolphins when you can't remember the play that's called?
Our nonverbal communication's better when we're not in studio.
That's true.
Yeah, y'all want to call me out in studio.
That's true. Well, write notes.
I have notes.
Hand signal, something crazy.
My notes say nothing.
Yeah, I know. I've seen your notes.
It says before. Tim Boyle or Tyler Hunt.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour's coming up. Your final chance to win a pair of Miami Heat New York Knickerbocker tickets for Sunday at the Kaseya Center. So make sure you're listening.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.